holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣,
we ask you continue to minister to us.
我请你继续地来教导我们。
May you teach us about your truth.
教导你的真理。
Your truth will set us free.
你的真理会使我们得自由。
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
请坐。
For the special occasion,
这是一个特别的聚集。
For special occasion,
在特别的场合,
we have a joint worship service.
我们就会一起, 来聚会。
We're going to have translation.
我们就有翻译。
I know it's not that easy for some of you know both language.
我知道对有一些你们是双重语言的人不容易。
I encourage to view this as a double blessing.
我要你看说这个是双重的祝福。
Rather a double jeopardy.
不是双重的困难。
So it's a perspective.
所以就看你的看法。
If somehow you feel the interpreter's work is not that great,
有时候你觉得翻译的不好,
you can pray for her.
你可以为我祷告。
Also, you can volunteer after service.
或者你也可以自愿。
So then we have a double blessing.
那我们就会有更双重的祝福。
I'm going to preach in Mandarin.
牧师要用中文祷, 来讲道。
No matter how, I have to pick a language.
不论如何，他都要选一个语言。
我们今天要继续讲建立祷告的祭坛。
We're going to talk about build up the family prayer altar.
建立祷告的祭坛,
just build up the altar of prayer.
第二讲,
Two.
是关于家庭的祭坛。
It's regarding the family altar.
上一次我跟大家分享过,
Before I share with you,
我们每一个人必须要再跟神建立祷告的祭坛。
We individually need to build up a prayer of altar.
问题是很多人跟上帝没什么话讲。
But sometimes you just have nothing much to say to God.
因为他跟上帝没有什么关系。
Because there is not much relationship.
你跟一个人没什么关系, 你就没有什么话讲。
When you're with that person, not much relationship, not much to talk about.
祷告就是一个人跟神的交流。
Prayer means you are interacting with the Lord.
有交有流。
There is one way go and the other way come.
很多人跟上帝只有跟上帝讲话。
A lot of people, they just only talk one way to God.
他从来不听上帝回答。
Never listen his response.
所以他一祷告的时候他就讲一大堆。
So when he pray, he has a long list.
那上帝真要跟他讲话的时候他已经站起来就走了。
When God is ready to respond, that person get up and walk away.
那不是祷告。
That's not prayer.
那个是演讲。
That was a speech.
很多人天天在对上帝演讲。
So there are a lot of people, when they pray, they are giving a speech.
所以我上次已经讲过要怎么样建立祷告的祭坛。
So last time I talked about how to build an altar of prayer.
最重要的是你跟神要有亲密的关系。
The most important that you need to have a personal relationship with God.
当你跟一个人相爱的时候,
when you love somebody,
你跟他有讲不完的话,
you have just infinite topics to talk about.
你把那些讲的话录音起来的话,
if you record the topics,
真的是很奇怪,
it's actually kind of strange.
为什么有那么多话好讲?
How come we have so much to talk about?
你把那个话仔细分析一下,
if you really analyze it,
没有什么意义。
Some are meaningless.
也没有, 不是 some, most of them are meaningless.
Most of them are meaningless.
也没有什么方向,
there's no direction.
那就是爱的交流,
because that's a kind of a interacting in love.
很多人认为祷告就是要对上帝演讲。
So some people thought prayer is I'm giving a speech.
所以他们祷告的时候就这样子。
When I pray, it's like this.
他们把衣服拉一拉,
they have to straighten up their clothes.
喉咙清一下,
clear their throat.
我们在天上的父王。
Our Heavenly Father.
很奇怪, 他连声音都会改变。
It's very strange, even the voice, the quality of their voice changed.
我觉得很多人祷告都是在表演。
So I think a lot of the prayers,
好像他声音改变了, 上帝就会听声。
So it's like when they change the quality of their voice, 弟兄姊妹, God is listening.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们如果要建立祷告的祭坛,
if we're going to build an altar of prayer,
我们的观念先要改变。
That concept need to change.
你跟上帝是一个你所爱的人来讲话。
The God is the one you love that you're going to talk to.
我再给你一个例子。
I give you another example.
比如说这两个人在恋爱。
That two people in love.
我是讲丈夫跟太太啊。
I say husband and wife.
那个还没有结婚以前恋爱是很应该的。
Yeah, prior to marriage, falling in love, normal.
结婚以后还恋爱，那才不简单。
Yeah, after they're married, still in love, not easy.
所以那个丈夫要对他太太表达爱。
So the husband gonna show love to the wife.
我就想问你哈，他这样讲，你觉得
怎么样？So I'll tell you this is what he would do.
他把他衣服弄一弄。
So he straightened up his clothes.
然后看他一下。
Look at her.
然后他声音开始改变。
And change his voice.
亲爱的。
Dear one.
我爱你。
I love you.
你觉得太太怎么讲啊？
What do you think the wife would say?
你没搞错吧？
Are you okay?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
这不是一个表达爱自然的方法。
This is not a normal way to share love.
那是在演戏。
It's like acting.
太太想说你到底要什么？
The wife is thinking, what do you want now?
直说吧。
You just give lip service.
但是很多人对上帝也是一样。
So lots of people are that way with God.
但是上帝都知道。
And God knows it.
他还是忍耐你。
But he still have patience.
你祷告他还是听。
He still listened to your prayer.
所以我们一定要建立一个个人祷告的祭坛。
So we need to build a personal altar of prayer.
是很真实的。
That's real.
你可以跟神表达你的心境。
That you can tell God everything.
你可以跟他讲。
You tell him.
你说上帝啊。
God.
我实在不耐烦了。
I'm so impatient.
我跟你求一个好的工作，求这么久。
I pray for a good job for so long.
在哪里啊？
Where is it?
你说你是真实的。
You say you're real.
你说你是信实的。
You're faithful.
为什么这么小气呢？
And why are you so stingy?
哎，这个祷告很有效的。
This prayer is effective.
你就看神怎么回答。
And you see what God said.
有没有人这样祷告过？
Did you ever pray that way?
不要举手。
Don't raise your hand.
我知道很多人都这样祷告过。
I know people, a lot of people pray that way.
那是真实的祷告。
That's a real prayer.
比下面这样祷告好。
Be this following one better.
我们在天上的父。
Oh, our Heavenly Father.
你是伟大的神。
You are such a great God.
你是不得了的神。
You are so awesome.
我爱你。
I love you.
心里面很不高兴。
But I'm very unhappy inside.
没有，他没有讲，他是这样子表演。
He didn't say, but just acting.
我觉得我们要真实。
So I think we should be real.
上一次讲到个人祷告的祭坛。
So last time I talked about that personal altar prayer.
今天要讲家庭的祭坛。
Today it's about the family altar prayer.
家庭是神在世上的人伦关系中所设立一个重要的一个环节。
Family is God's design for human beings in the world to have a structure.
因为有家庭。
Because of family.
所以有父母，有夫妻，有父母跟子女的关系。
So we have the relationships of husband, wives, parents, and children.
还有兄弟姐妹的关系。
And siblings.
再往下走，还有孙子孙女的关系。
And grandchildren and great grandchildren.
我刚刚做祖父。
I just became a grandfather lately.
我觉得非常震惊。
I'm still shocked.
到现在还回不过神来。
I'm still can't really.Conceptualize it.
我说这么年轻人怎么做祖父呢？
I'm so young. How can I be a grandpa?
这个因为家庭的关系，往上有祖父祖母。
Because before me, I have grandparents.
因为我做了祖父。
And since I'm grandparent now,
我爸爸就做真祖父。
My dad is a great grandpa.
所以他也回不过神
来。He still try to.Accept that fact.
所以我们就看到这个家庭的关键性。
So we see the this importance of family structure.
因为有家庭。
Because we are family.
所以有这么多的关系。
So we have so many relationships.
我们当中有很多人的家人最近从海外来看你。
We have many family from overseas.
让我们这个属神的家庭又增加了很多人。
So our family of God is.Extended?
如果我们都能够靠着神的大能带我们的家人信主。
So if we, through the God's mighty power, bring our family to the Lord,
带我们的亲戚们信主。
Our relative to the Lord,
这个会众马上会增加三倍。
Our congregation will increase.
特别是我们华人注意这个家庭。
Especially the Chinese, they.Focus on family.
但是今天的问题是
But the problem today is
家里面的人不少
We have many people in a family
但是没有和谐的家庭
But it's not harmonious
很多的纷争
There are many divisions
中国人说家和万事兴
The Chinese saying that you'll be prosperous if you're harmonious at home
问题是家不能和
But it's just hard to be unified
为什么家不能和呢
Why is that?
因为家里面没有祷告的祭坛。
Because there's no prayer involved.
因为家里面没有神的同在。
There's no God reside there.
每一个人走自己的位,
Everyone go their own way.
我是做这个 ABC ministry 开始的,
I started off with
American-born Chinese ministry.
Working with American-born young people.
对, 我是做 youth ministry 开始的,
he started with youth minister ministry.
不久之前,
Not too long ago.
师母跟我非常年轻,
that then Marlene and I were very young.
我现在还是很年轻,
I'm still young.
我稍微老了一点,
just a little bit more mature.
我们两个人从芝加哥过来,
we came from Chicago here.
那时候没有丁丁也没有当当,
then we did not have young children.
所以我们比较多时间,
so we have time.
我们就到了那个教会叫中华归主伯克莱教会,
we went to Chinese for Christ Church at Berkeley
去做实习的工作,
to
internship.
Internship.
那个主任牧师就说, 我们教会每一部门都很好, 只有英文部, 好像没有什么事情发生。
And that church, every department was good except the English group.
那你就去做英文部吧。
So the senior pastor tell me, just go and start your English ministry. So Marlene and I start the work there.
带了一群小弟弟小妹妹,
their young youth group.
然后我们就变成他们的救星了。
Then we become their savior, saving star.
因为这些小孩子们就跟我们讲说, 哎呀, 他们爸爸妈妈真是差劲。
The young people would tell me that, man, my parents are old-fashioned.
一天到晚管我们,
always want to get into my business.
英文又讲不好,
and they're broken English.
然后英文, 美国那套又不懂,
they don't understand American culture.
一天到晚就要管我,
and they always want to control me.
我们感谢主啊,
I praise the Lord.
上帝终于派你来救,
that God had brought you to save us from this agony.
牧师师母啊,
Marlene and Pastor Joseph,
你带我们玩玩吧,
you play with us, take us out.
我说好好好,
oh, okay,
I'll say.
And the parents come and complain to me.
哎呀, 田牧师啊,
you know, Pastor Tian,
我们也真是希望神派一个人来啊,
we were so hoping that God would send somebody.
不知道我们这些儿女们真悖逆啊,
don't you know our rebellious children?
我们辛辛苦苦啊,
we just through so much difficulties.
从台湾, 从香港来啊,
from Taiwan and Hong Kong.
那时候中国还很少人来,
and back then, there's not much immigration from mainland China.
我们 一切都给他们,
we gave them everything.
他们都不尊重我们,
and they don't respect us.
你看他们那讲话的样子,
look at them, the way they attitude,
穿衣服的样子,
the way they dress.
跟我讲话说把脚还翘在那个椅子上,
and when they talk to me, they have their feet up.
简直是气死人了,
this is just making me so mad.
家里面没有和谐的关系,
there's just no harmony at home.
一边要讲美国文化,
and we talk about American culture.
One side emphasize American culture.
Parents or the kids emphasize American culture.
中国人, 父母就说我们的 culture.
The parents say it's our culture, which is Chinese.
是非常的困苦,
so it was just very difficult.
但是在这困苦当中,
but through this difficulty,
我跟师母的事工就大大发展,
Marlene and I, our ministry just expanded.
为什么呢?
Why?
我们帮助他们建立家庭的祭坛,
we help them to build a family altar.
这什么是家庭的祭坛呢?
What is a family altar?
很多人听到祭坛就要睡觉了,
when they think about altar, they want to fall asleep.
这个祭坛跟我什么关系?
What is it to me?
想到那个一个年纪很大的人, 老公公在那个一个坛上弄, 不晓得搞什么, 那叫做祭坛。
They imagine an old man with a beard in front of an altar doing something.
祭坛是人来敬拜神的地方,
but altar actually means it's when a person comes to this place to meet with God.
今天早上当我们的弟兄跟两位姊妹带我们在这里敬拜的时候,
when our worship team lead us in worship this morning in singing,
这就是祭坛的一部分,
that is part of the altar.
祭坛就是人来到神面前,
altar is a place where people meet with God.
他们来借着祷告,
through prayer,
借着唱诗,
singing,
来遇见神的地方,
to have an encounter with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brother and sisters,
我希望你们早一点来到礼拜天的祭坛,
I'd like you to come plenty early, church.
因为我们的聚会是10点钟,
we start at 10.
你来到祭坛面前应该早10分钟,
you should come prior 10 minutes to come to the altar.
Amen.
Amen.
你不是来这边 看人唱两首歌。
You're not here to just observe some people sing two songs.
那是你要唱的。
It's for you to sing to the Lord.
那个唱的诗歌是把你带到神的面前。
When you're singing, you bring yourself in front of the Lord.
因为那个诗歌都是他们去选过的。
The worship team, they go through the songs.
那个诗歌的歌词帮助你跟这个神相交。
The lyrics and the music help you to have an encounter with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
你既然要来这边一个半小时
If you're going to decide to spend 1.5 hours here
或者两个小时
Or 2 hours
我就劝你把得到最大的这个能够从这里面得到最大的好处
So I'll encourage you to come and get the maximum benefit
你怎么能得到最大的好处
And how do you get the maximum benefit?
你就是要预备你自己
You have to prepare yourself
因为你是要建立一个祭坛在神面前
Because you are here to build an altar to have an encounter with the Lord
在圣经中的旧约时代
In the Old Testament
献祭是人来到献祭坛是人来到献祭的地方
The altar is where people they bring their offering
当他们来到神面前，他们献上牛或者羊或者鸟类，有不同的祭。
When they brought all kinds of animal, cows, sheep, birds to the Lord,
他们的祭也有燔祭、有赎罪祭，还有感恩的祭。
And there are different kind of offerings, sin offering, peace offering, and so on.
然而，现在祭坛上的祭物必须是没有残疾的牲畜。
And The offering on the altar, it had to be flawless.
这是非常重要的。
It's very important.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当我们来到神面前的时候
When we're in front of the Lord,
我们献给神的东西必须是完全是最好的。
What we offer to the Lord should be our best.
请问你最好的东西是什么
So I'd like to ask you, what is your best thing?
当你献给神的时候是不是献最好的呢
Do you offer to the Lord your best?
还是很多东西没有人要了就捐给教会
Or things that you don't want at home, you just donate it to the church?
仔细听我刚才讲
Listen to me very carefully.
当你要捐给神的时候
When you're going to offer it to God,
你要给最好的
You want to give the best.
Amen.
Amen.
不是把 leftover 献给神
You don't want to give God just the leftovers.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
当你爱一个人的时候
When you love somebody.
你会不会老是把你用不完东西给他
Do you just give that person what you kind of semi-use stuff?
你说哎呀牧师我就是这样干
But you know, I do that all the time.
我告诉你
I tell you.
你那关系不会长久
You wouldn't have a good relationship.
You won't have a lasting relationship. 因为那个人迟早会发现
Because that person will find out.
因为你老是把 leftover 给他。
You always give that person leftover stuff.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们来敬拜神的时候。
When we come to worship God.
前一天晚上把觉睡好。
You should have a good night's sleep the night before.
礼拜天早上把早餐吃好。
Have a great breakfast.
所以你来这边敬拜的时候。
When you come here.
你就不会一直那一只头在往下动。
So you wouldn't be sleepy.
你也不会一直想中午要吃什么。
And keep thinking about what's for lunch.
因为你要把最好的献给上帝。
Because you're already going to prepare best for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我讲话比较幽默一点。
I'm a humorous guy.
但是我讲的事情都很严肃。
But it is a serious matter.
你仔细想的话有很深的道理。
So if you think about it, there's deep meaning there.
因为你们刚才进来到现在，你们就是来到神面前建一个祭坛。
Because since you walk in here all this time, we were building an altar to meet with God.
神在看你们每一个人的心。
God is watching, looking at your heart.
你可能今天第一次来。
Maybe it's your first time.
你不要太紧张。
So don't be nervous.
我不是讲你。
I'm not talking about you.
你都还没进来。
Because you haven't really involved.
我是讲到神的百姓。
I'm talking about God's people.
我们今天要献上祭坛。
We need to offer at the altar.
我们一定要把最好的献给神。
We need to give him our best.
为什么要献最好的呢
Why?
这就是你要发现的
So you need to find out
因为这位神是值得你献最好的
Because this God is worthy of our best
因为他把最好的给你了
Because he already gave you his best
就是把他的生命都为你跟我舍了
That he gave up his own life for you
Amen.
Amen
信仰是一种关系的交流
Faith is the interaction in this relationship
中国人是全世界最爱讲关系的民族
Chinese is thepeople that love to talk about relationships.
很多人跟我讲说你要到中国大陆去。
And people say, you're going to go to China?
不管做什么事情。
Whatever you need to do,
最重要的就是关系。
What's most important is relationships.
这个事情还不是中国人跟我讲的。
And this is not even someone Chinese tell me that.
是一个美国人跟我讲的。
Was an American person.
他说 the most important in China is 关系。
The most important thing in China is relationships.
我说 I say, what are you talking about?
你说什么啊？
I said, what do you mean 关系？
你说什么意思是
关系？ Oh, it's a relationship.
Then I figure out, oh, he's talking about relationships.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
不但在 China, 关系很重要
not only in China, relationships are important,
在神的国里面关系更重要
in God's kingdom, relationships are even more important.
最重要的是你跟主耶稣是什么关系
The most important relationship is you and Jesus.
如果你跟主耶稣的关系很亲近
if you have a close relationship with Jesus,
你就会有祷告的祭坛
then you have this strong,Altar of prayer.
然后你献给祭坛上的就是最好的。
And whatever you put on the altar is your very best.
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament,
他们献的牛羊这些都是不能有任何缺欠的东西。
All the sheep and cows and different animals, they are all flawless.
在今天我们献给神也是一样。
Today, we offer the same.
就是把最好的献给神。
Give God the best.
所以什么是家庭的祭坛呢？
So what is a family altar?
所以家庭的祭坛就是一个家庭中的成员每天或者定时的花时间在一起来到神面前。
That as a family, they spend time in front of the Lord.
他们借着读神的话
Through Bible reading.
借着赞美神
Praising God.
还有敬拜神
Worship.
把自己的时间献给神
Give God our time.
很多人一听到这就说不可能，不可能。
When they think about that, I say impossible.
我每天晚上要看连续剧。
I need to look at my TV shows.
我不知道现在最流行的连续剧是什么。
I don't know what's the favorite TV show now.
但是你知道吗
？But you know,
你那个也是个祭坛。
That is an altar also.
全家时间到了。
Every time family come to this time, 8 o'clock at night,
每个人都坐在电视
everybody sit in front of the TV.
这就是一个祭坛嘛
That's an altar.
问题是献给谁啊
But who are you offering to?
Amen. 你们听到我讲没有
Do you hear what I said?
我是最讨厌宗教的人
I hate the religious spirit.
我是觉得基督教不是宗教
Christianity is not a religion.
基督教是一个人与神的关系。
It is a relationship between God and people.
跟你旁边人讲说，基督教是人与神的关系。
Tell your neighbor, it's a relationship with God and people.
很多人跟上帝没有关系。
There are some people, they have no relationship with God.
所以他们来教会就觉得非常的 boring.
So when they come to church, it's boring for them.
你跟上帝没有关系，你怎么能坐在这里觉得很快乐呢
？So when you don't have a relationship with God, what's the point of sitting here?
你们觉得牧师讲的很有道理的举手。
Do you agree? Raise your hand.
每一个都应该举手。你跟一个人没有关系的话，你跟他在一起很 boring 的。
When you have no relationship with that person, it's just boring hanging out with them.
这就是美国教会现在的最大的危机。
And that is the crisis in American churches.
我每次去到中西部的时候
，A lot of time when I go to the Midwest,
他们就说这边是 Bible Belt.
They say this is the Bible Belt.
一方面这边到处都是教会
，Lots of churches everywhere.
每一个 corner 都有教会
，Every corner blocks is church.
我刚刚去 Kansas City，
回来 When I went to Kansas City,
我真的看到他们。几乎每一个主要接口都是教会
yeah, main intersection, a church.
但是这并不代表他们跟神的关系很近
But it doesn't mean that they have close relationship with the Lord.
你就看看他们的下一代就好
So look at the following generation.
他们的生活方式跟他们的价值观离上帝很远
Their lifestyles and value are far from the Lord's.
如果我们今天要建立家庭的祭坛
So if we're going to prepare an altar of the family,
我们这些做父母的、做丈夫的、做妻子的，必须跟上帝有很亲密的关系。
For parents, husbands, and wives, you need to have a close relationship with the Lord first.
或者你问到家庭祭坛的模式是怎么样的
？So what is the model of a family altar?
我想一个家庭的祭坛要建立的话，这个夫妻的婚姻。儿女跟父母的关系必须先要看清楚。
So to start, we need to have a good relationship between husband and wife and with the children.
我们首先要看到丈夫在家里扮演的角色。
What is the role of the husband?
然后我们要看太太所扮演的角色。
What is the role for the wife?
然后我们看看父母跟儿女互动的关系。
And the relationship between parents and children. How many of you from China? Raise your hand.
举高一点, 不要害羞。
Higher. Don't
好,
be
请问,
shy.
请问一下, 现在在中国, 丈夫在家里扮演什么角色?
What kind of role a husband play at home?
还分北方南方啊, 东方,
There's a north south differences or east west.
现在在中国一般的家庭是谁,
But in general, what is it like?
是谁说了算?
Who is the speaker of the house?
我问郭弟兄, 郭弟兄比较年长, 比较有经验。
They say kids is the speaker of the house.
Okay. 所以他们说孝子, 孝子, 孝顺儿子。
They are so respectful of a person is respecting to their kids.
我们当中都有台湾来的举手。
How many of you from Taiwan? Raise your hand.
我请林弟兄做代表。 现在台湾最新的是 在家里面是丈夫说了算还是谁说了算?
So in Taiwan, who's the head of the household? I don't know. I haven't been there long.
有谁刚刚从台湾来的?
How many of you just back from Taiwan?
刚跟台湾联络过, 或你了解台湾的,
or you understand Taiwan culture?
都不敢, 都不知道。
You're shy.
哦, 马琳从台湾来了。 哦, 师母的观点认为是
Marlene say,
是丈夫, 丈夫做决定。
Husband is called the shots.
我们当中有没有香港来的举手?
How about from Hong Kong?
以前, 现在都可以, 哦, 那个, 我问Aaron的姐姐, 现在香港的最新流行家庭里面谁做主?
So what is the trend now in Hong Kong?
啊? 哦, 都是太太做主。
It's always the wife.
所以中国大陆是儿子做主。
So in China, the kids call the shots.
宝岛台湾是丈夫做主。
Taiwan is husband call shots.
香港是都是太太做主。
Hong Kong mainly is wife.
因为刚才是太太回答的。
Because she's a wife.
哦，对，还有美国。
How about U.S.?
这个我要请Angela回答。
So Angela gonna answer.
当中是在美国住10年以上的举手。
If you reside in U.S. longer than 10 years.
请问在美国的华人现在是谁做主?
So what about the Chinese Americans?
家里里面谁做主? Angela 回答。 啊? 你不能讲Scott, 你要讲一个general回答, 不能只有你家为主。啊? 哦, 家里的男人做主, 好, 我现在问讲英文的, 哈, 你们是在美国,
English speaking.
请问你们现在, 你们所观察到在美国的家庭, 是谁做主啊?
So,
谁,
your observation of American families.
我选一个丈夫回答一个太太回答。
I'll choose a husband.
我先问Polly好了, Polly是真正的ABC, 在美国长大的。
Yeah, Polly, yeah, I'll ask. Then what if it's non-Christian homes?
你所看到的, 观察的是什么?
From your observation. They are equal power, both fighting.
所以我们要在, 我为什么刚才这样讲?
So that's why I tell you.
其实我们如果要讲说在家庭里面建立祭坛,
in a family to have an altar.
如果夫妻之间, 父母儿女之间, 没有一个, 统一个合一的价值观,
there is no harmonious value between husband and wife.
是不太可能的事情,
parents and kids, it's impossible to have altar.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
家庭非常的重要,
family is important.
如果家庭很软弱, 充满了纷争,
if it's a weak family structure and there's lots of fighting,
那家庭的儿女就很有问题,
then you will have problem children.
这就是美国现在最大的问题。
That's the main problem in the US.
美国现在糊涂到一个地步, 连婚姻是一男一女都有问题。
Americans are so confused to a point that they even feel like we have to figure out marriage is really only for a man and a woman.
已经糊涂到一个地步, 快要灭亡。
They're so confused toward the road to death.
今天你看我们在上面的, 我们的总统跟我们的国会的领袖, 他们没有办法settle这个国家的问题。
Even our authority leaders of our country, presidents and congressmen, they could not settle these important issues.
About debts.
About
the debts.
Debts. 负债.
我看那个新闻我就觉得很好笑。
I think it's so funny looking at the news.
一方面也不好笑。
And in a way, it's not funny at all.
因为我住在这个国家。
But I live here.
但是我看到好笑的地方是说, 美国的领袖不能够解决这个债的问题。
How funny for me is the American couldn't settle the problem of debts.
但是最着急的不是美国人。
But what's most worrisome is not the Americans.
是中国的领袖。
It's the Chinese leaders.
因为中国买了美国最多的债券。
Because China, they have bought so much debt bills from U.S.
No, they are the majority owner of the U.S. bonds. 如果说他这个债的问题不能解决,
so if America cannot solve the problem of debts,
哪怕就是解决了以后,
or even if it's solved,
他那个bonds通常要devaluate, 通常要lose the price, so 大概15%。
Bond price will drop 15%.
所以大陆就要损失, 中国大陆损失多少亿人民币?
So China gonna lose lots of money.
很多美国人认为美国的问题是经济的问题。
American people think their problem is economic.
其实美国有一个很深的问题是家庭的问题。
There is a deeper issue. Actually, it's family issues.
如果你去知道美国的离婚率多高,
if you know the divorce rate in U.S.
还有下一代的儿女的情形,
and the next generation situation,
美国的基督徒需要建立家庭的祭坛。
So American Christian families need to have an altar.
如果要建立家庭的祭坛,
to have a family altar,
首先要确立丈夫跟妻子的地位,
that you need to make sure their husband and wife are in their correct roles.
上上个礼拜天是我跟师母28周年的结婚纪念日。
The week before last week was our 28th wedding anniversary.
我开始没有发现这个重大的日期。
I didn't realize this important date.
我一直以为是礼拜一。
I thought it was Monday.
还好我的可爱的女婿提醒我。
My so sweet son-in-law reminded me.
所以我立刻紧急地安排。
So I urgently had a plan.
所以礼拜天你们就没有看到牧师。
So Sunday you did not see me.
因为牧师去做最重要的事情。
I went to do this. Do the most important thing.
One of the most important. That's
one
very
of
important.
The most important.
Not the most important. One of the most important. 所以很多人就问我说，哎呀，牧师啊，你跟师母在一起那天怎么样呢？
So how's that day, your special day with your wife? Ha ha ha.
我觉得不怎么样。
I said it was so-so.
你们知道礼拜天早上牧师在干嘛吗?
You know what I was doing Sunday morning?
我跟师母在一个看起来很罗曼蒂克的一个人工湖那边散步。
Marlene and I spent time that morning in a Menmei Lake area. The setting seems romantic.
但是我们的话题不太罗曼蒂克。
But our conversation was not romantic.
事实上我们有非常强烈的dialogue.
In fact, we have very strong conversation dialogue.
强烈到一个地步, 后来师母就离开我再不回头。
We disagreed to a point that Marlene just keep on walking one direction, not staying with me.
所以你问我28周年纪念怎么样?
So you're asking me, how was your 28th anniversary day?
我的回答是 no pain, no gain.
My answer was no pain, no gain.
家庭祭坛很难建立。
Family altar is hard to build.
除非夫妻之间。
Unless between husband and wife.
父母跟儿女之间,
and parents and kids,
能照神的真理建立一个正确的位置,
can all follow God to have a correct position.
我记得许多年前,
I remember many years ago,
我出来牧养教会,
that I became a pastor,
我在讲这个夫妻婚姻的事情,
when I talk about husband and wife and marriage,
我讲到以弗所书第五章,
in the book of Ephesians chapter 5,
那边就讲说,妻子们,你们要顺服丈夫。
It says, wives submit to your husbands.
好像主, 好像教会顺服主基督。
Just like the church obey Lord Jesus.
下面有一半的人都摇头。
And down there, you see the congregation, they shake their head.
那些都是女的,
those girls, the
women,
all the females do that.
下面我也讲了说,丈夫啊,
and then I'll say, husbands, you need to love your wives, just as Christ loved the church, and gave himself up for her. And down there you see half of the congregation. And the men do that.
我讲完道以后,
so when I finish preaching, they come and to talk to me.
他说田牧师啊,
Pastor Tian,
你会不会觉得你今天讲得很过分?
Don't you think you are a little extreme today?
像我那样的丈夫, 我能顺服吗?
Like husband like that, I cannot submit.
我要顺服的丈夫,
the one that I want to submit.
他要英明有为,
he should be a great guy.
被圣灵充满,
filled with the Holy Spirit.
满有智慧,
full of wisdom.
又有爱心,
and full of love.
我就说啊,
and I say,
我看你只有嫁给主耶稣喽。
You probably have to marry Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
我告诉你,
I tell you,
哪怕你今天嫁给主耶稣,
even if you marry Jesus,
你还是不满意,
you probably not satisfied.
我跟你保证,
I guarantee you,
一个礼拜内你就打电话给我讲,
in a week you're going to call me.
哎呀,这个主耶稣很奇怪,
oh, this Jesus is strange.
每天早上5点不到人就不见了,
not 5 in the morning, he's gone.
每天讲一些话都听不懂,
and whatever he said, I don't understand.
什么父说什么,
whatever Heavenly Father said, I will do.
我好像嫁给一个异端的领袖,
I'm like at a married alien.
Cultic leader.
Okay, cultic leader.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
圣经上讲,
the Bible says,
丈夫的地位是什么?
The position, the role of the husband.
丈夫在家中, 圣经上讲得很奇特, 他说基督是教会的头,
that husband's role is like,
no, no,
Jesus is the head of the household.
No. 圣经说基督是教会的头,
the Bible said Christ is the head of the church.
然后圣经上又说基督是丈夫的头,
and that Christ
is
the head of the husband.
然后丈夫又是妻子的头,
and then the husband is the head of the wife.
很多丈夫一听到这很高兴,
and a lot of husbands hear this, they're happy.
他说你看牧师讲了啊,
see, pastor said that.
我是你的头啊,
I'm your head.
所以台湾话很, 台湾话很合圣经的,
Taiwanese is very biblical.
Taiwanese language is very biblical.
Language.
因为他们叫丈夫都叫陶家陶家,
they call their husband head of the house.
对, 所以他们这个观念是正确的,
so they have a right concept, the Taiwanese.
但是丈夫们, 男人们不要高兴太早,
but men don't be too happy too soon.
你知道什么叫做头吗?
Do you know what it's like being a head?
知道了举手,
if you know, raise your hand.
哦, 太太知道, 我要问丈夫。
Some of the wives know, they raise their hands.
做头的意思就是, 你要负一切的责任,
being ahead meaning you take full responsibility.
你们赞同牧师讲就大声说阿们, 不分男女,
if you agree,
在天国里面没有分男女的, 做头就是要负一切的责任,
being ahead meaning you take all responsibility.
你要做头, 你就要赚钱了,
then you need to go make money.
尤其是很多现代女性非常现实的,
a lot of women are very realistic.
我问中国大陆的女性说, 你们在这边谁决定谁家里讲话最大声谁做头?
I asked the people in China, in the couple, who make decisions at home?
他们说谁赚的钱多谁做决定,
whoever make more money make the decision.
那不合圣经,
that's not biblical.
圣经上讲得很清楚,
in the Bible it says,
丈夫是家里面的头,
that the husband is the head of the household.
所有的弟兄们说,
so all the brothers said,
你们都没有自信心嘛,
speak with confidence, please.
显然都不是头,
so you are not,
早就不是做头了,
haven't been a head a long time.
今天要开始做头,
but starting today, you would be head.
什么是做头呢?
And what is a head?
做头就是要做你全家人的遮盖,
you are the covering of the house.
你要做全家人的保护,
that you are the protector of your house.
你要做全家人的榜样,
and you set example for your family. And you're going to lead your household.
所以丈夫的角色是要爱妻子,
so the husband's role is to love the wives.
要做妻子的头,
to be the head of the wives.
要做祭司,
and you are a priest.
什么叫祭司呢？
What is a priest?
你不需要去买一个帽子，买一个道袍。
You don't need to buy a special hat and a robe.
祭司就是把人带到神面前。
Priest means that you bring people to God.
你要把家人带到神面前。
You need to bring your family to the Lord.
如果你要把家人带到神面前，
If you bring them to God,
你自己要跟神有亲密的关系。
You first need to have a close relationship with
God. 丈夫要做先知。
And the husbands are prophets.
跟你旁边的弟兄说，你要做先知。
Tell a brother next to you, prophet, Mr. Prophet.
先知就是要做神的出口。
That you are a mouthpiece.
很多人以为先知就是算命的。
They thought, Prophet is a fortune teller.
每次碰到有一个有先知性恩赐，就说：“哎，你为我祷告，讲一讲，讲我将来怎么样，将来怎么样。”
They go to a prophet and say, "Tell me what my future going to be."
这个女的是不是上帝给我预备的
？Is this the right girl for me?
祷告，祷告，赶快，赶快。
Hurry up, pray for me.
后来回来说：“哎，牧师好准啊，好准。”
And then, oh, you're so right.
那不是先知啊。
That's not prophet.
那个是算命的。
That's fortune telling.
所有的男人，所有的丈夫，要在家里做先知性的角色。
All the men and husband need to be a prophet at your family.
你要把神对你家人的心意跟他们讲。
You need to tell your family what God's heart is for each individual one in your family.
太太的恩赐。
When you see the gift in your wife.
看到你儿女的恩赐。
You see the gift in your children.
你要成全他们。
You need to fulfill that.
你要帮助他们成全。
To help them out.
丈夫在家里要做君王。
And the husband at home is a king.
哎呀，很多太太一听了就吓死了。
A lot of wives, when they hear that, they just, melt down.
她说，我的老公已经在做君王了。
My husband is already a tyrant.
我没有说 tyrant 啊。
It's already a king. 他不怎么会吓死？
他这个 interpreter 有点 bias。你们其他知道英文，
太太会吓死，一定是坏王。
但是你不能改啊
，Sorry，
都只能意会，不能神传言传呢、啊。这个君王的意思是什么呢
？What's the meaning of king？
我的意思就是说是一个贤君啊。
What I mean is a good, kind king。
不是 tyrant。
Not a 暴君。
如果你是暴君呢
？If you are tyrant。
全家人都跑光了。
Everybody just flee from me.
最后你就成了寡人。
Then you're just gonna be a lonely person.
中国古代的君王都称自己寡人。
Yeah, the in the Chinese history, those kings they call themselves the lonely person.
Lonely person. 如果你是暴君，就变成 lonely person.
If you're a tyrant, that's probably what happened.
做君王的意思就是做一个领导的意思。
But be a king meaning you are a leader.
我们在古代在旧约里面看到有一个家长叫做挪亚。
In the Old Testament, we have a leader named Noah.
因着信。
Because of by faith.
上帝跟挪亚说。
God told Noah.
他说这个世界的末了要来到。
That the end of the world is coming.
因为全世界人都犯罪。
Because this sin full of the world.
我给他们这么多的机会。
I gave them so many opportunities to repent.
他们都不悔改。
They did not do that.
所以我要毁灭这世界。
So I'm going to destroy it all.
但是我看到你是一个义人。
But I can see you are righteous.
我要救你全家。
I want to save your family.
你现在做一件事。
So you need to do something.
你要去造方舟。
You need to build an ark.
挪亚因着信。
By faith.
他就开一个家庭会议。
Then he had a family meeting.
请问他家有多少人？
Guess how many members in the family?
你们懂得中文字的都知道他家有多少人。中国的传字里面左边是一个方舟的舟，右边就是八口。Amen.
The Chinese word is very interesting. The word boat on the left is a ship. On the right, it's eight mouths. So eight people.
所以挪亚开了一个会议。
So Noah has a family meeting.
他做祭司。
He was a priest.
他把人带到神面前。
He brought people to God.
他做先知。
He was a prophet.
他告诉他们说。
He spoke out what God told him.
The end of the world is coming.
The end of the world is coming.
神要我们造一个方舟。
God wants us to build an ark.
他做君王。
He was a king.
让我们来开始准备。
Let's prepare this.
来造方舟。
And build the ark.
因着信。
By faith.
他就这样做。
He did that.
请问大家。
I ask you.
你知道挪亚造方舟花了多少时间吗？
How long did it take to prepare the ark?
师母不能回答，没听到。造了多少年？
How many years did it take?
100年呢？
100 years.
上帝很有恩典。
God has a lot of grace.
每一个人看到, 诶, 在造方舟,
when they're seeing the ark being built,
他就去问他,
they would ask.
挪亚就传道给他,
and Noah had a chance to preach.
八个人,
eight people.
造方舟,
they built the ark.
100年,
100 years.
挪亚是好的丈夫,
Noah is a great husband.
所以当中的女子, 姊妹们妻子在问说我们的角色是什么呢?
So what is the role of wives?
圣经上说,
the Bible says,
妻子是一个合宜的帮助者。
Wife is a suitable helper.
记住是合宜的。
It's suitable.
很多太太要帮丈夫。
A lot of wives need to help the husband.
不是need的, 很多, many wives love to help husband. 问题是她不是suitable helper.
But the problem is some wives are not suitable helpers.
她丈夫不需要帮忙的地方, 她拼命要帮,
in areas the husband did not need help, she keep wanted to help.
她丈夫需要帮忙的地方, 她帮不上忙,
where he wanted help, she couldn't do it.
所以这方面做妻子的, 做女人的, 要在神面前学习。
So in this area, women or wives, you need to learn under the Lord.
妻子的角色是要顺服她的丈夫。
The role of the wife is to obey the husband.
很多人一听到顺服就 allergic to it.
When they hear the word submissive or obey, they're just allergic.
其实顺服的意思就是尊重你的丈夫。
What it means truthfully is just to honor your husband.
弟兄姊妹们，我今天讲这信息非常的重要。
This is an important message for you.
因为如果这些关系你没有做好，
If you don't understand this relationship,
你不会有家庭的祭坛。
You're not going to have a family altar.
我的时间有限。
I have limited time.
你要幸福的婚姻吗？
Do you want a happy marriage?
太太们请听。
Wives, please listen.
太太们请听。
Wives, please listen.
太太们请听。
Wives, please listen.
三次。
Three times.
你要尊重你的丈夫。
You need to honor and respect your husband.
太太们请听。
Wives, please listen.
你要幸福的婚姻吗？
Do you want a happy marriage?
尊重你的丈夫。
Honor and respect your husband.
特别在人的面前。
Especially in front of other people.
男人感受到最大的爱就是他所爱的女人尊重他。
How the man feel love from the woman is that he felt respected.
简单的讲,
simply put,
给他面子,
give him face, save his face,
给他面子,
give him extra face.
你真的要骂他,
if you really want to correct him,
回到家以后,
do it at home.
把小孩都赶出去, 到别的房间去,
have the kids go to the other end of the house.
关上门,
close your room.
再慢慢吧,
whisper to his ear.
哦,我没有讲为什么, 再慢慢地骂吧,
slowly correct him.
他会很感激你,
he would really be grateful to you.
丈夫们,
husbands,
我只讲一次,
I'll just tell you once.
女人需要的是什么?
What women want is
甜言蜜语。
You need to be a sweet talker.
你说牧师啊,
but you say, Pastor,
我天生就不sweet,
I'm just not naturally good with words.
你就要学啊,
you need to learn.
女人需要的是
women needs.
她也在仔细听, 她要看我讲什么。 女人很需要的是男人对她的温柔。
They need tenderness from men.
但是有时候温柔要化成话语。
But that tenderness need to translate into words.
你跟她说我爱你的时候,
when you say I love you,
你讲话要有感情在里面。
You need to feel with some emotion.
还有对的脸部表情。
And then right expression.
再加上一些礼物就更好。
Add some gift would be even better.
然后通常他们听到这样的话,
usually when they hear that,
他们都说哎呀不要这样子, 肉麻,
don't do that, you give me goosebumps.
其实他们心里面非常开心,
but don't believe that, they actually like it.
他心里面会说, 你早就该这样做了,
in her heart she's saying this,
你早就该听田牧师这样讲了,
you should have practiced what Pastor Tian said.
所有那些太太赞成的都不要讲阿门,
So, wives, don't say amen right now.
我知道你们都赞成,
I know you all agree.
因为这是神造的,
but because this is God's design.
很多人看到圣经,
when they read the Bible,
上面一讲,
it says,
就反感,
when whatever God said, they resent, that the wife needs to submit to the husband. Like the church submit to Christ.
一听完就生气,
when they hear that, they get mad. Why do I want to submit to this guy?
牧师今天跟你讲这秘诀在哪里?
But I'm telling you the secret.
你就是要尊重他。
You need to honor him.
你的丈夫喜欢吃辣的吗?
Does he like spicy food?
你就做一点辣的给他吃啊。
Then you prepare some spicy food.
他什么都不讲啊。
He didn't say anything.
他一看就知道了。
But when he sees it, he knows.
男人很聪明的。
Men are smart.
他们看起来笨笨的。
They look kind of dumb.
但是很聪明啊。
They are very smart.
冰雪聪明啊。
They're very smart.
他一看你准备的菜, 他就知道了。
They see what you prepare, they know.
丈夫们。
Husbands.
要甜言蜜语,
be a sweet talker to your wife.
你一定要谈, 你一定要讲话要甜,
you need to sweet talk her.
比如说,
for example,
她说你觉得我是世界上最美丽的女人吗?
When the wife said, ask you, do you think I'm the most beautiful woman on earth?
我说比如说,
for example, if she says that,
你一定要说当然啦,
you should have no hesitation and say, of course.
你千万不能再等十秒钟,
you cannot wait or hesitate 10 seconds.
那就完了,
then you're done.
这就是, 这就是你爱你的妻子。
This is how you show love to your wife.
当丈夫跟妻子有这样和谐的关系,
when husband and wife have a harmonious relationship,
当丈夫很tender对他的wife, 常常甜言蜜语,
when husband is sweet talking to wife all the time,
当然啦, 有的太太, 她的语言不是只甜言蜜语不够的,
sometimes for the wife's love language, only sweet talking is not enough.
这是我的经验,
that's my experience.
你还需要有具体的事,
you need to have action.
比如说垃圾要赶快出去倒啦,
for example, garbage, take out.
那个碗筷赶快洗啦,
dirty dishes.
如果晚饭能做一次也不错啦,
and if you can help with preparing meals, thank you very much.
当然那个味道也要做得好啦,
and if you can make it taste good, it's a plus.
当夫妻的感情和谐的时候,
so when there's a harmonious relationships,
他们儿女也比较安全,
the children feel security.
所以父母跟儿女的关系跟地位要怎么样呢?
So what is the position of parents and children?
圣经上说你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
The Bible said that the children should obey the parents in the Lord.
这是理所当然的。
That is what the Bible teaches.
很多的父母一听这高兴死了。
When they hear that, they're so excited.
你看圣经都说你要在主里听从我。
See, you need to listen to me.
他下面又讲了。
Next, the Bible says,
所有的弟兄们请注意。
Brothers, pay attention.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
It says verse 4, fathers, do not exasperate your children.
我不知道为什么我们这些做父亲的超会惹儿女的气。
I don't know why, but being a dad, you just make them mad sometimes.
很多人不懂这个惹儿女的气是什么意思。
They don't understand what exasperate means.
惹儿女的气就是你的儿女有这个梦想，有这个理想，有这个那，你老是浇冷水，老是讲负面的话，老是讲他的缺点，这就是惹儿女的气。
What that means is that when you're kids have their aspiration and dreams, and you just keep popping their bubbles.
那个是会很伤害你儿女的自信心。
That will really hurt their confidence.
伤害他们的自尊心。
Hurt their confidence.
我觉得神的话真是真实。
God's word is so real.
他一方面要儿女们在主里面尊重你的父母。
God wants the children to obey the parents in the Lord.
另外一方面,他要做父亲,他没有说母亲,他特别讲说做父亲。
But the Bible did not say mother, but mainly fathers.
不要惹儿女的气。
Do not exasperate your
换句话说,你不要让你儿女失去他们的志气,失去他们的理想。
In other words, don't make your kids lack confidence and just lost their dreams and hope.
你说牧师我们为什么要建立家庭的祭坛?
You say, why do we need to build an altar for the family?
建立家庭祭坛有什么好处?
What's the benefit?
第一个是神的祝福降临在我们当中。
One is that God's blessing will come down.
第二个, 你家庭的祭坛成为你家庭的一个盾牌跟保障。
the altar will become a shield for your family.
第三个, 在家里会有很多神迹奇事发生。
And then miracles and wonders will happen in your family.
主耶稣在世界上所行的第一个神迹 是在一个婚宴上所行的。
The first miracle God performed on earth was in a wedding.
所以神很看重婚姻。
So God very feel very strongly about marriage.
他很看重家庭。
It's very important to him about family.
诗篇133篇说, 看啊,弟兄们和睦同居, 是何等的善,何等的美。
In Psalm 133, how great a brothers live harmonious together.
当一个家人在一起有祭坛非常和谐的时候, 神迹就发生了。
When a family gathered together in a harmonious way, miracles will happen.
教会也一样。
Same thing in church.
教会是神的家。
This is God's family.
教会也要合一。
We need to be harmonious also.
当教会合一的时候,
when we are united,
in unity,
in unity,
神的神迹就要发生。
God's miracle is going to happen.
祭坛也使家庭扎根生长结出果子。
The altar also will take root, growth, and bear fruits.
而且家庭祭坛 使你生出敬虔敬畏神的后裔。
And that you will have God-fearing descendants.
我的信息通常都是讲到观念, conceptual.
My message are usually conceptual.
你或者问说, 牧师, 我要怎么建立家庭祭坛呢?
So you might ask me, how should I do it?
第一个, 你可以每一天进行, 或者隔一天进行。
You can practice by starting daily or every other day.
有什么方式呢?
In what way?
我觉得你们可以开一个家庭会议。
You can have a family meeting.
如果你现在没有小孩, 就是你跟你太太开会。
If you don't have kids, just you and your wife.
你在开这个家庭祭坛预备会议的时候, 你就发现你家庭的问题都会出来。
And when you're going to have this meeting regarding family altar, you find your problems arise.
那就是你要建立祭坛的第一步。
And that is where you're going to begin to establish the altar.
你们发现一个时间,
you will find a time
你们两个人同意,
that you both agree,
或全家人能够在一起,
or the family all together.
最好是丈夫来分享神的话。
And best is that the husband share God's words,
然后可以唱一些敬拜的诗歌,
and sing some songs.
然后可以叫家人有一些分享。
And then ask each member to do some sharing.
什么是家庭祭坛呢?
What is a family altar?
家庭祭坛就是家里的人把最好的时间花在跟神交流上面。
What that means is that the family, as a family, they give their best time to interact, to share, and to worship God together.
我就想问问大家,
so I want to ask you,
我们当中有多少人听到今天的信息, 你想要建立家庭祭坛,
that you heard this message and you want to start establish family altar.
Angela 举得最快,
我真的很谢谢。 Angela's the first one, raise her hand.
所以我希望你回去开始做。
So I'd like you to start at your home.
回去开一个家庭会。
Have a family meeting.
你说我们的家如果要和谐,
because we want to be harmonious.
我们要成为神的祝福。
That we want to be a channel of God's blessing.
我们必须每一天或每隔一天花时间在一起。
We need to spend time each day or every other day together.
我们必须让神成我们家的中心。
That put God in the center of our lives. That I want to see what is God's blueprint for this family.
有俗话说那些在一起祷告的家庭他们就能够凝聚在一起。
People said that the family that pray together stay together.
翻译得非常好。 求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
祷告的祭坛是我们跟神关系的一个表达。
Family altar is the way we show our relationship with the Lord.
求神帮助你,
may God help you.
开始建立家庭祷告的祭坛,
begin to have this family altar of prayer.
我们起立之后祷告要结束。
We're going to pray and conclude.
亲爱的主耶稣,
dear Lord Jesus,
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
因为你爱我们,
because you love us.
你也爱我们的家庭,
you love our family too.
愿你的话对我们每一个人来敞开,
may your word reveal to each one of us.
我们每一个人,
that each one of us,
立定志向,
that we make up our mind.
我们必须建立与你的一个祭坛,
that we need to establish an altar with you.
就是我们要来到你面前,
that we need to come to you.
每天花时间
daily spend time with you,
跟你交流
to have an interaction with you,
听你的声音
listen to you.
不但我们自己这样做
not only we individually do that,
你赐给我们的家
in our family,
我们也同样这样做
we want to practice too.
这样做的时候
when we do it as a family,
你的同在来到我们当中
your presence will be with us.
我们家里就有福气
we'll have a blessed family.
就会和谐
we'll be in unity.
就能够成为多人的祝福
then we can be a channel for many people's blessing.
求主帮助我们
may God help us.
建立家庭的祭坛
To how to build a family altar.
祷告奉主的名求
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们聚会到此结束
Our service finished right now.
上帝祝福你们
May God bless you.
中文不再